issue about jet skis. A rumour file got a tip this morning there's actually a shortage of jet skis. Can't find enough of them to sell. But message that they're out and about on the weekend and perhaps have forgotten some of the safety rules that have been drummed into them. I thought we'd fix this. I'm told they're booming. I'm told they're dangerous. On the line, President, and she's written a piece for the Herald Sun today, President of the Sandringham Foreshore Association, Dr. Vicky Carolus. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So they're back. What's the problem?
Well, here in Sandringham at Half Moon Bay, it's a popular beach attracting thousands of visitors on hot days. Unfortunately, many jet skis launch at Half Moon Bay and they're in such extremely close proximity to swimmers and snorkelers. Last year, a swimmer was struck by a jet ski at high speed and she took 6 months off work to recover. There's just not enough space at Half Moon Bay to have both jet skis and swimmers.
So is it a point that they're ignoring the rules, or is it more that it just can't have the two together?
You can't have the two together.
So they're actually obeying the laws, are they?
They could be, but we have also witnessed reckless behaviour, and the water police are great. We call them, they come along, but by the time they come, the jet skis spot the police and slow right down. So there are good riders out there, but there are also some reckless ones.
Would you say the numbers have increased?
Definitely, and we've noticed they're going faster and they're louder, and they're just an unacceptable risk to families who go to beach to relax, have fun, and there's now a real danger and fear of swimmers because of the jet skis.
Is there do you need a licence to ride a jet ski?
Look, I'm not sure of the exact laws, but they're very similar to a motorbike, and you know, and the way that they ride up and down, and the speed that they generate is enormous.
Okay.
And you just can't go out swimming and snorkeling anymore.
So, would you ban them from this area, or just cut them, reduce them?
Well, Sydney Harbour do ban jet skis, and here in Port Phillip Bay, there are very many popular beaches. In Half Moon Bay, we'd love to see them banned because they're dangerous and they're awfully close to snorkelers and swimmers.
Well, should we go as far as Sydney and ban them on Port Phillip Bay?
Well, we would love that. That's what Sandringham Foreshore Association would love, is to ban them totally in Port Phillip Bay. But in the interim, where there are popular beaches like Half Moon Bay, where they launch and they're within metres of swimmers and snorkelers, it's just unacceptable.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Vicky Carolus, President, Sandringham Foreshore Association. Okay, jet ski riders, jet ski haters, should they be banned on Port Phillip Bay? A bit different to Sydney Harbour, but should they be banned?